Dear Dr. Steinberg, dear Brigitte Preissel, dear editorial team of the two journals, I see many of you being here in Berlin today, and ladies and gentlemen, very warm welcome also from my side, from the ZBW, to this anniversary conference of the Wirtschaftsdienst and InterEconomics. For those of you who don't know what ZBW actually is, just a few words. We are the German National Library for Economics, and the mission of the ZBW is to provide scientific literature and economics to the scientific community in Germany, regardless of where they are located. We have our offices in Kiel and in Hamburg, and if there is a researcher in Munich, we deal him with the same quality as a researcher in Hamburg or Kiel. So we are a supra-regional organization which aims at delivering scientific literature to all the researchers in Germany. And now you may wonder, why is a library hosting two journals such as Wirtschaftsdienst and InterEconomics? Brigitte already addressed a few reasons for that, because a library can serve as a neutral environment, so we do not follow any school in economics, because we don't do any research in economics. Our research these days is in computer science and information management. And why is that? It's because science is dramatically changing, and this is at the European level referred to as open science or as digitization of science. That is, more and more of publication processes and research processes do become digital. That means the electronic publications is getting more important than the printed publications. We have new publication forms, not only like a written publication with text, images, and figures, but also research data, since most recently has attracted a lot of attention in the scientific community. So these are trends we have to understand, so that we can offer best support to our target group, which is the scientific community in economics. And I would like to show you some illustrating figures which will describe how the change is taking place. ZBW is hosting more than 4 million printed documents. More than 4 million printed documents. In 2012, we had 440,000 loans of these printed materials. In 2015, 3 years later, this number dropped down to 275,000 only. So only roughly less than 300,000 printed materials are taken from the really large stock of 4 million books, journals, and other printed materials. And if you have a look at the digital world, the figures are quite different. In 2012, we had 1.25 million downloads of digital documents. 1.25 million documents downloaded from our servers. 3 years later, in 2015, this number increased to 5.1 million downloads. So the increase of downloads in digital documents by far overcompensates the decrease in the printed materials. And maybe for you, since you're here to follow what's going on in Wirtschaftsdienst and InterEconomics, out of the 5.1 million downloads of digital documents, 2 million do come from Wirtschaftsdienst and InterEconomics. So a little bit less than the half of the digital downloads do come from our two journals. So these figures show that the publication market is changing dramatically on both sides, on the demand side, that is you, on the offer side, that is us. And we need to know how to shape our services to best support you in your scientific work. And this we can only achieve if we are tightly interlinked and connected with the scientific community in economics. This is you. So we need to connect our computer scientists with the economics, because we in computer science, we can develop everything one can imagine, but often what we develop and what we invent is not really needed by somebody. And the requirements and the demands for our research in computer science, they come from the scientific communities in economics, which in the end is you. So this is now through the like conferences like this one, through the authors in the journals, we have a personal contacts to the researchers, to the community, so we can invite them to workshops, to the ZBW, to discuss how is their publication behavior changing, how is their research behavior changing. And I would like to give you three examples, again, illustrating how your demands impacted on our services. For example, it was a stimulus from the scientific community in economics that research data is becoming more and more important. And as a result, we have published a guideline supporting particularly young researchers in documenting, retrieving, and citing their research data. And this guideline we have spread out to the universities, and I know of many universities who are distributing these guidelines in their curricula to their students. Another example is a technology which helps publishers to connect the publication with the data set used in the publication. So you have the publication which resides on like whatever server of a publisher, and you put your research data on whatever server for research data management, and we have developed a technology linking up the two with one another. And this allows you, if you read the publication, you can click on a link and get directly connected to the research data, or vice versa. If you have a set of research data, you can link up to the publications which are used, which have been used, these research data. And finally, most recently, we have started a new journal project. In that journal, the publication is a description of the research data. So it's a journal for research data. The publication is not anymore a written text. It's a description of research data in economics. And all these research projects are conducted like together with the scientific community in economics. And the stimulus, the idea, often comes from the scientific community in economics. These are just some examples illustrating the importance of the journals. So they build the link to you, to the scientific community, and they help us to become part of your community. This is what I wanted to share with you, so you maybe better understand why a library, or the modern term is information infrastructure, because it's not only about books anymore, it's also on PDFs on research data, why such an institution is hosting two journals. Now, I would like to thank the Federal Ministry for Economics and Energy for their continuous support, particularly Dr. Profit, who is the member of our supervisory board. I would like to thank again Dr. Steinberg for being the host of today's conference. And of course, many, many thanks to the editorial team, which does a great work under the visionary leadership of Brigitte Preissel. He was the chief editor of the two journals. Without their continuous engagement, support, and enthusiasm, it would not be possible to have these events like we have it today. I wish you an exciting conference, excellent talks, and I hope also very stimulating discussions. Thank you very much.